My friends, thank you. With that said, I want to welcome everyone listening on the Truth and Art Radio Network. And I want to welcome the D-Live crowd and the Rumble live stream crowd as well. And anyone, wherever you may be watching the recorded live stream on BitChute or Rumble or D-Live, wherever. Thank you for joining me tonight. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I hope all you guys are doing well. We're going to cover some news. We're going to keep it short tonight. It is Monday night. Like I said, everyone, I guess everyone's supposedly observing this Martin Luther King Day, right? Which is interesting day challenge for the left, because everything that Dr. King talked about is the opposite of everything the Democrats are doing today. But that aside, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the full-on destruction of the Democrat Party. And we know that this is the channel to come to if you want to understand the real war, the information war, and the whole warfare. It's not because of anything special. All because we decided to pay attention when Trump released his, right, online research project years ago to explain to us the war that we were heading towards. So what we see today now is different groups, different paradigms of people, all in one way or another, a little bit confused about what's really happening. But we are babysitting Group B, the MAGA crowd, that Trump is keeping them motivated, playing the role of the Q drop. Trump is. And if you think about it, when every time Trump does a rally, he's helping all these people catch up to us. I don't need a Trump rally to know what's going on. But they do. I don't need a Trump rally to be motivated. We don't need. But they do. And every time there's a Trump rally, boom, they sort of catch up to us a little bit. They're sort of seeing it a little bit. Everyone else, people, is disinformation in this hybrid warfare that we are in. So we know that the Democrats are self-destroying. We've been sort of really covering this for days, not weeks. It's getting more intense here in this 2022. And we'll begin tonight. We'll go right into the pits of the misery of the left. The Marxists, they are stuck inside the Q drop. There's nothing they could do. They're in this trap. We were saying back in 2018 that a sequence of events were going to happen. We didn't know. We were hoping that it was going to be in the fall of 2018. We were hoping. But we knew that the sequence of events was going to lead to a panicky situation to where we've got them trapped. Everybody is seeing the evil while voter ID laws are being implemented. And now they're trapped inside the Q drop. There's nothing they can do. So I'll say it right now, people. This, I believe, will be the most enjoyable year, I think, when it comes to laughing at the enemy. And it's only January 17th. I mean, am I the only one? Already this year, we've had a lot of moments where we are just enjoying laughing at the demons, watching their eyeballs, watching them panic. Don't take it from me, people. Listen in.
Well, thank you very much. And I must always be optimistic. But this is a very difficult time.
I know it's difficult for you, Maxine, because you are trapped inside the online research project information that we were laughing about back in 2018. It's all happening. Why don't you update us before we go any further, people? You think the enemy would kind of do an update, say, all right, we give up. This is what was in the Q drop. We admit it's all happening. Because of this, let's stop it. You think they would take a different strategy? Not a chance. Tell us about this miserable world you're living in, Maxine.
Democrats, it's a difficult time for this country. Of course, we have Republicans who are basically following Trump and the kind of division that he's causing among not only, you know, people of color, but the kind of division.
Laugh. You guys know why she's saying that. Really? Because not only did Trump have 55,000 people in Florence, Arizona, but as I recall, there was a bunch of these Blacks for Trumps right there in the very front. She knows that. Tell me about this whole thing with the car. Yeah, because we know it's Martin Luther King Day. She's going for the race car.
He's causing between the so-called haves and the have-nots. And so
yeah, because all those people in the Trump rallies are the haves, right? She's trying to make it sound like 55,000 people at the Trump. They're all like the super rich that are dancing around. Again, everything they're doing, people, it's they're done. The Democrat Party's done, people. Everybody sees through this.
Republicans are not going to confront Trump. They're going to do whatever they're told. They don't have the spine to stand.
That's the reason, people, that Trump emphasized the crowd and called out the media for not showing everyone the crowd. Because you cannot look at a crowd of 55,000 people and then hear this gibberish and think, what? Yeah, we're talking, that's just one tiny state, 55,000 people. It doesn't make any sense.
End up against them, and so we're in a difficult position. We have two Democrats, Manchin and Sinema, and they are holding up the Democratic agenda. They have decided that they are going to stick with support of the filibuster, and they don't care whether or not they undermine the rights of minorities and Blacks in this country. You know, Blacks have fought very hard to make this a stronger democracy.
There it is, people. Martin Luther King Day. She knows what she's doing.
See, we've worked very hard for equal rights. We've worked very hard for civil rights and voting rights. And these two are basically saying to us, they don't care. They don't care about us. They don't care what it means to weaken our ability to participate in this democracy. And what everybody better understand is this democracy is at stake. And these domestic...
Their new world order is at stake. Again, she is trapped inside future proves past. Everything we were saying in 2018 is happening to her.
Terrorists are organizing. The president is helping them in the...
So we are all terrorists, people. Think about it.
The way that he speaks to them, he's helping them in the way that he encourages them. And so we're in for it. So I would love to be able to come out of that Senate with the votes for voting rights, but it's going to be very difficult, if not impossible.
So right there, impossible. We agree with you, Matt Team. Again, it's going to be difficult. We're dying. How do we paint Manchin and Sinema to be like evil? I don't know. What are they supposed to be? White supremacists? Again, people, the situation they're in, it is painful to watch, but we're enjoying. Again, people, this is going to be the best year ever when it comes to laughing at the enemy. There it is. That she's talking about Trump supporters would like to see a civil war in this country. And that we're terrorists and we are the haves and versus have-nots. So if you're a Trump supporter, you're apparently a global elite somehow. They're literally flipping the script, people. And it goes on. Take a look. Same thing. Senate Democrats to push voting rights bills by trying to break filibuster. And Schumer, same thing, sounding like a dictator. They're trying to break the Senate's centuries-old filibuster rule. And last week, Schumer, right, announced the chamber will vote on two voting bill, the Freedom of Vote Act and John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act on Tuesday. Make no mistake, the United States will, for the first time this in this Congress, right? Debate voting rights legislation beginning on Tuesday. Members of this chamber were elected to debate and to vote, particularly on the issue of as vital as beating heart of our democracy as this one. We will proceed. You can see they're all panicking, eliminating the 60 vote threshold on a party line with the thinnest of possible majorities to pass these bills that I support will not guarantee that we prevent demagogues from winning office. Cinema is coming out and countering all this. But anyway, people, you guys know it. We're watching their panic, and it doesn't end.
Our democracy, because nothing less is at stake than our democracy. This is about suppressing the vote. It's about nullifying the elections, which Dr. King talked about that day.
With the two black women in the back. Come on, people. They think we're stupid. The party of the KKK. And frankly, I feel so bad for liberal blacks that really think that the Democrats are on their side.
Nullifying the election. It's about just doing so many things to be obstacles to participation. That's wrong. The truth is, that's wrong. And this family and John Lewis, and so beautifully that this bill is named for him, but the first bill, he wrote the first 300 pages of what is now called Freedom to Vote. And as has been indicated by the King family, this bill is supported by all of the Democrats, House and Senate. It's just a filibuster in a way.
Again, people, they're taking it. I'm really, honestly, the people of the Martin Luther King family should all sue the Democrats. They probably would win. Sue them for at least $50 billion for using your family name to sell your New World Order Marxist agenda. They really think that we are stupid. And it doesn't end there, people. This MSNBC contributor coming out, this Eli Mistel, appears on the network Monday. People, you can't make this up. More of the same demons. Listen to how he's demonizing Manchin and Sinema. Listen in.
Yeah, look, the people like Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema, these are the white people that Martin Luther King Jr. warned us about.
Right. Again, people, this is a disgrace, but they are in full panic. They're pushing all the buttons today. They're resorting to the racism. So I'm saying it right now. This was their plan for this weekend. I would imagine they were planning this all along. Wait till Monday. Boom. Race. Which makes me wonder, is that the reason Trump did his rally right before Martin Luther King Day? Showing the world all those black people at the Trump rally. 55,000. Maybe that was a strategy. That would be kind of smart. But listen to more of this demon.
These are the white liberals who have no sense of urgency, commitment, or integrity when it comes to the progress of justice in the country. And that's just a fact. I don't know if they can live with themselves with that, but that is the reality of their situation.
Right there, people. They are completely out of ammunition. You can feel it in the air. They are totally out of words. They're saying what they are saying, but they're admitting on air that they're probably not going to succeed. All the odds are against them. We are laughing at them. There's nothing they can do. I want everyone to see it. See it for yourself. It's right in front of us. Think about it. Hang on. So that is one. Hold on, folks. I'm trying to get. Here we go. All right, let's see here. All right, so that is one sample. Bear with me, people. Trying to, okay. And no one should be surprised. Same thing, 4 a.m. drop. Hollywood celebrities use MLK Day to push Democrats. Dead on arrival. Voting bills. No celebration without legislation. 4 a.m. drops. Well, you guys know it. When you see the blue check marks and you see the sequence of events, all the Hollywood celebrities are getting in on the same narrative. Same thing. That tells us 4 a.m. drop. We should all know that by now. For the left, no holiday is off limits for shameless political blacking. Monday, Hollywood celebrities use Martin Luther King Day to push a Democrats' voting rights bill that are designed to seize election oversight power from states and roll back measures, including voter identification requirement. Totally against anything, any minority, anybody who is a human would be against. Why would you want the federal government and the globalists to have all that power over you? Why would you, the little guy, would not want to have a voice? I like what Candace Owen is putting out. Take a look, people. Putting out today. Remember MLK Jr. by never forgetting that our corrupt FBI stalked, harassed, and threatened him. And the man was found guilty of his assassination. And the man who was found guilty of his assassination claimed from the beginning that our federal government was involved. Yeah. The King family never believed the official storyline. So what we're seeing today is the Democrats are rubbing in. They're insulting the family, insulting the memory of Martin Luther King. They're trying to ride on it, and they're trying to use it for their globalist agenda. Let's take it back today, tonight on this channel. Don't let them play us, people. And I'm going to throw this out right here, including this. MLK's wife, Coretta Scott King, illegal immigration undercuts American jobs and living standards. Right there, again, a King family member sounding opposite of the Democrats. Just throwing that out. And let's not forget, people. Everything they stand for is the opposite of what would benefit a black person. Opposite. Let's rub it in tonight. Okay, let's move on. How we doing on DLive? DP Patriot said MLK was peaceful. Yeah, no kidding. And Stevie Banana says they are running out of lies. How you doing? SLVW is here. Said had be turning in his grave. Or he'd be turning. And Gemini 45, Kelly is here, says, why aren't they enjoying their new holiday? Think about it. About Angel Patriot says Alveda King is a wonderful woman. All right, people. And how we doing on Rumble? Ladar with the capital letters talking about those chats were wild. Hundreds of thousands of watching, and that's scaring the bleep out of them. Okay, think about it. And how are we doing on the Foxhole platform? All right, it's giving me this other link. Okay, I will go back. All right, think about it. They're all running out of ammunition. Let's change topics. They won't let it go, people. Virginia public schools attempt to defy Governor Glenn Youngkin, who came out with these, right, these orders. Yeah, it gave them a taste of their... First thing, all right, people. What is happening in Virginia is this newly elected by the Patriots, right, this Youngkin, Glenn Youngkin, he is giving the New World Order, he's giving the Marxist left a taste of their own medicine. You like executive orders? Good. Say hello to my executive orders. Boom! Ending the virus and the mandates. But what is happening is that what Youngkin is really doing, people, he is putting an end to the Great Reset. Expand your thinking, people. What Youngkin is doing, I'll say it again, he's essentially putting the brakes on the Great Reset. Does anyone believe that they're going to go for that? That is why they are panicking. They're doubling down at the local level. They were planning, they, the deep state and all the liberals, they were planning on being able to ride it through to get their Great Reset in the name of government tyranny. Governor tyranny, to be exact. But now that we have a patriot governor, they're like, we're going to have to implement our tyranny at the local level. They're panicking. They're trying to figure it out. Nothing to do with the virus. Nothing to do with medicine and children that are sick or coughing or dying. Nobody. It's just a simple cold. It's over. The virus is so over. So this has been quite... Let's be thankful to the Lord, right? We're watching the end of the virus, whether they like it or not. We're watching in all of it in slow motion. None of this was ever meant to be about instant gratification. Which, by the way, all the people that gave up on Trump and Q, that's because they are used to instant gratification, which it's pretty much includes all young people. I don't know. Everybody needs instant gratification. Even some of us, you know. But I get it. After Biden really was inaugurated in the fake inauguration, I said, all right. Over all of the last 12 months, I mean, like, you know, it does make sense. I mean, look how much more popular Trump is. Look at the agenda. Look at the mindset. Look at everybody's will to change. Right out of the Q drops. The will to change. We're seeing it. That's another thing that we're seeing. Yeah, Maxine is trapped in the will to change on our part. Because the online research project was not intended to be the thing that changes your will. There you go for tonight. It was just a preview for certain people that are like intellectually autistic. We were chosen for a reason so that we can, I've said it many times, so that we can remind people to be positive and we could help, you know, encourage people during the moment of darkness. So we're seeing the will to change, to get back to what I was saying. So they're doubling down and we're seeing it's happening everywhere. Massachusetts city fines over 100 businesses for mass rule violations. Right? They won't let it go. And what else? That's the real reason right here, people. Hold the private jet. Davos goes virtual as World Economic Forum lays out. Great. This is what it's all. That's why the schools at the local level in Virginia are doubling down against Governor Youngkin. Right? That's the reason. Because they planned this out. They wrote books about this. They didn't plan on having one governor or a couple other governors out there. Governor Noem and Governor DeSantis and some of these other they didn't plan on having them reverse the Great Reset. So be aware, people, this is happening. The virtual summit was kicked off Monday by two key figures in how the coronavirus pandemic shaped the world of 2022. There it is. That was the goal, to shape the world. And look at this, people. With an address by Chinese dictator Xi Jinping. Who else? Followed by a panel discussion featuring Fauci the fraud. Right there, the two main guys. Well, you know, China and the fraudster. Is anyone surprised? And then if you read the rest of these people, it's the same people. Coming out, including Bill Gates and all these demons. Tedros, right? Ghebreyesus from the World Health Organization. They're all coming out to this World Economic Forum. They're not even hiding it, people. It's right in front of you. That, my friends, is the real reason for what is happening. All right, let's move on. And I'm just going to throw this out. There it is. Texas synagogue terrorist brother says what? He was suffering. There it is, people. Future proves past again on Truth in RTV. Was suffering from mental health issues. Yeah, right. Let me get my laughing track. Can I find my laughing track? Right there, people. I've said it a million times, people. Every time there's a Muslim Islamic terrorist shooting people, 10 times out of 10, the media comes, mentally retarded. Mental issues. And every once in a while, when it's a blatant anti-Jewish, anti-Israel attack, we'll see this. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel suggests white supremacy to blame for Texas synagogue Islamist attack. Right there. Nice little white supremacist there. Again, people, just, we're watching a clown show, obviously. But we've been able to see the nature of the information war. It's right in front of us. Again, I'll say it again. Every time there's a Muslim terror attack, like it seems like every time somebody from the family says, that's my brother. Yeah, he suffers from mental problems. It's never someone knowingly healthy carrying out the Muslim Brotherhood agenda. Normal, you know, like bread out of the cue drop. Yeah, that. Common sense, people. Logical thinking wins every time. Think about it. All right. And, right? My chat box doesn't work. It works, but it doesn't really work. All right. Somebody says again. Exactly, people. All right. Chipita is here. Says the Democrats protect them all the time. They really hate the American people. All right. Think about it. But, all right, people. We're going to keep it short and sweet tonight. Let us take a look. See if you see any pattern here as we round out the show tonight. See if you see anything, people. Exhibit number one. What? Former Obama education advisor pleads guilty in wire fraud case, robbing those he promised to help. This ex-education advisor to former President Barack Obama caught in this big-time wire fraud. That would be exhibit item number one. See if you see a pattern here. Again, people, I only throw out relevant news. What? Obama DOD, Office of Inspector General, what? Official what? Sentence to 7.5 years in prison for what? Accepting bribes and defrauding U.S. government somehow. Let's see here. Because, you know, sometimes this is Seth Andrew. Okay? You know, we got to make sure. And this is Matthew Loham. Because I thought for a minute, you know, maybe it's the same guy. So, okay, so this guy began soliciting bribes. Okay, he oversaw federal contracts, and it's all over. This guy's taken down. Okay, I thought, you know, but then I didn't think that there would be another. Look at this. Another example. I mean, is there a pattern here? Obama official pleads guilty to theft of government property. Hey, Obama. This is not good for you, Mr. Hussein. You know, Bernie at Truth and RT. You know, he's laughing it off. I mean, what's going on? We have the patriots that think on their own. They used to be called the Q Army. They have calculators. They're able to think logically. And Bernie's always talking about logical thinking wins every time. What are the odds? Come on, people. Add this to the panic that is happening. And this is Charles Edward. And his subordinates were indicted on 16 counts of theft and fraud. There it is, people. You could read about it. It's all going down. The indictment also charges Venkata with destruction of records. That's not too bad, considering we have this fake administration operating on a stage for 360 days. And everything is failing. They don't know what Space Force is doing. They're building cement walls around the White House. Who knows what that's all about? They have nobody in control. They were holding on to this virus, which is now a common cold. Nobody's paying attention. And now, in the worst case scenario, we're looking at between now and the fall, and the show's completely over. Dead men walking, people are going to hang. I mean, what's happening here? While Trump is packing out stadiums and arenas, 55,000. Right, what's going on here, people? There it is. There seems to be a pattern, and it involves this guy right here, the Renegade. See what you think? And to wrap up tonight, if that's not bad enough, yeah, we got this. Judge Gableman issues subpoenas to voting machine companies, including Dominion voting machines. Subpoenas, Dominion, Wisconsin. Another state that will be decertified, 100%. There it is. He's been investigating, taking his time, all this time. All these investigations, notice everybody is taking their time. And now he subpoenaed two voting companies in his continued investigation. Boom. Give it up, Dominion. So will Dominion and this ESNS, right? Will they resist? Will it lead to more arrests? It had to be this way, ladies and gentlemen. It wasn't. I'm not. I wanted the frontal attack. I don't care that Democrats hate us. I guess I'm being selfish, maybe narrow-minded. Frontal attack. Trump rounds them all up in 2020. But I understand why they did it this way, people. It had to be this way. And now we were chosen for a reason. Now we can see why. Is that a beautiful evening of proofs and good news, right? Thank you. Quo bono, 2021 says, painful, but you are right, Bernie. It really did have to be this way. Exactly. It really did, people. I would have done it. I like General Flynn. 10 out of 10. Frontal attack. Grab the Dominion machines. I guess we're getting schooled on how to save a republic in modern days, computer age, in the middle of an information war, where the enemy is deeply entrenched. We're seeing, books will be written about this, people, how to remove a deep state. We're seeing. Unbelievable, right? And get your gun, says, I agree, Bernie. Professor Brooks says, future proves past. It had to be this way. I would leave it at that. That's all I have tonight, but I lie. I have one more story, and we're just going to cover the headline. Again, let me see here. I cannot do this without having my... Well, you guys will see. Take a look. Cute. This is Newsweek. While all that is happening... there it is, people. QAnon followers believe Donald Trump used body double somehow at Arizona rally. While they offer you a 90-second QAnon explained in 90 seconds. And what do we say about that? Laugh out loud. Let's not even bother with that, right? They're still, and they're talking about John F. Kennedy Jr. back from the dead and this whole... There it is, people. That is how this works. That is how the information war works. You're seeing it for yourself. See what you think. When you cannot attack the actual message, you create a straw man and then beat that thing to death. To where you portray a simple website, you turn it into a movement, then you turn it... turn it into this whole thing where these crazy people when all along it was a simple website to explain everything that is happening right now. Checkmate. Future proof packs. So we can actually run the laughing track on that ridiculous article. Thank you, everybody. Don't forget to join me on truthinrtv.com. All the links, please familiarize yourself with the main website here, people. Because you can go straight to the member site. You can do anything you need, and including the support page. But also, I would like to let you know that I have a brand new video on the members channel uploaded today right here, people. Part 3 of the Rise of the Nazi Ideology. Check it out. And today's episode... The dossier that changed the course of human history. I know some people don't want to research this. I got you. I'm bringing it to you. Like a chef at a restaurant. Did you want to order real facts? The information that you need to be able to see the reality of CIA's alternative media? Yes. Check it out on the members channel, ladies and gentlemen. That, of course, I'm referring to the protocols of the learned elders of Zion. Once again, we're blowing the roof open on that. All right. Thank you, everybody. Check out all the ways you can support the channel, including getting yourself some emergency food supply. The link is in the description box. And, of course, don't forget that you can support this channel by getting yourself a t-shirt with one of these designs. And you can also support the channel. And, again, people, all the links are in the description box to the t-shirt store. Right at Sell My Tees. And then there is the music store where all 5 albums from the music division of Truth and RTV, that being Artistic Momentum, are available. So check it all out. And the new album is also available in a digital format as well. But see what you think. You might want to get yourself a nice CD like many of you have already. So thank you. All right. What do you guys think? All right. Let's see. Did you see Cher's breakdown? Wasn't it great? Okay. Somebody said they love the membership channel. All right. Magic moment. Thank you. And Professor Brooks says, thank you, Bernie. My daughter may be falling for the propaganda. She might be. I believe you. All right, people. And we have people here on Truth and RTV Rumble side of things pushing the body double conspiracy nonsense. But that's the way it is, people. Thank you for joining me tonight. God bless you all. I'll be back tomorrow. And I will be back at 9:30 Eastern with another program. God bless. Thank you. Magic. God bless. See you tomorrow.